Can you believe, Sensei Jackie, all the letter episodes we ever did, and we've never touched on the letter F?
That's crazy.
I think it is weird. I know, your mind goes to, well, I can see why, too many bad words.
I know. That's exactly what I was thinking.
That's where everybody's mind goes. But we're going to give it a shot today.
Finally.
And this is when I miss Landon, when he's being illiterate for us.
Not illiterate, but illiterate.
I said it right.
This is Wildcat Dojo Conversations.
Yes, folks, that's a live version of Sensei J right here on the show again in 2024.
In full color.
And I'm Sensei Michelle.
And I'm Sensei Jackie.
And as we said, F words are our business of the day.
I love it.
So letter episodes in general have been where we kind of thought of our own words and or looked at the karate dictionary.
That's right.
And then we talk about the words, and then we look and see what the dictionary says. It's all very entertaining for us. So we hope entertaining for you, us.
And we hope you learn something along the way.
Well, I'm not against learning. Anyway, today, Sensei Jay and I thought of our own F words, and Sensei Jackie went with one out of the karate dictionary. So we're sure mixing it up, aren't we?
Yes, we are. We're a melange of F words.
Oh, my. Did she use French?
Oui.
Yeesh, French F word. Okay, you didn't giggle?
I'm giggling, but I can't think of a giggle word that starts with F.
All right, here we go, guys. Sensei Jay, have you been well?
I've been very well, thank you.
Good. You're going to start us out with your F word.
I have many, so I'll pick one.
Please.
My F word is focus.
I'm so glad we're getting to that word because that's an important point.
Certainly is.
I think focus is huge. I think a lot of times we don't think about focus or we're not focusing when we should be. But focus plays a very important part in our lives for many reasons. Driving to stay safe. Focusing on loved ones. Mm. Focusing on someone's needs. Focusing on your own needs. And the list just goes on and on. And I know oftentimes, to me, I know when I need to focus, but sometimes it's difficult. And you really have to make an effort to focus.
Okay, can I go next?
Sure.
All right. I want to start by saying, can we just say real quick, anyone or all three of us, what do we think in simplest terms focus means? Want me to start?
Sure.
Put your mind to it.
And I was going to say pay attention.
Okay.
Concentrate on the issue without all the added clutter.
Yes.
Oh, that was good. That's really good.
Okay. So later when we look this up in the dictionary, we'll see how wrong they are and how right we are.
We're always right.
And the other thing I wanted to add to this was, people blame Google searches, the internet, scrolling with the big majority of people not having focus. And I'm not sure it's anybody's blame. I think it does take effort to put your mind to something and keep it there. And I think it's probably always taken effort.
I'm sure because before the internet, there were magazines, there were newspapers. There's always something to take you away from what you're supposed to be paying attention to.
Correct. Can we just say easily it's easier to pay attention to something when you love doing it?
Absolutely. Or it's easier to focus on something when you're somewhat or fully aware of the circumstances if you don't focus on it.
Yes. So the example that comes to my mind is when a young adult, whether they're young as 12 or even 22 in college, and they're in a course that they don't love, and they have to put their mind to getting this done, but it's very difficult because they don't love the subject matter.
Yes. I'd like to bring up one other area that we talk about focus, which is Kimmy in the dojo.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about how if you're going to break a board, mm-hmm. your focus has to be beyond the board.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't stop right at the beginning. So when the person first learns to break the tameshiwara, they're starting to learn about focus from another viewpoint.
Okay, from a completely different angle, because even the definition of focus in that case changes.
Right, but it's still, we use the same English word, even though it means something entirely different.
Exactly. So let me come back to the Kimi focus, and we'll end the focus discussion with that, okay?
Oh, good idea.
But I want to go back to, what's something that you do to focus your mind when distractions are getting in the way? Anybody want to go first?
I will.
Because you're going to say?
Take a deep breath.
I knew she was going to say that. So we just said that 2 weeks ago or something to everybody. Every single time something is getting out of control, the way to get it into control is to drop your breath down into your cheek pocket.
That's it.
I'd like to say it was something else. And if this is a first-time listener, your cheek pocket's down in your belly. Breathe down into the belly and breathe out of the belly, like a baby would or like a large cat. You can go on a website and see them doing it. Do you want to add anything to the tools you use?
Yes. I find that to focus, and of course, sometimes it depends what you're focusing on, is it clears your mind. You're concentrating, for instance, someone whose hobby, when they're done being a judge or a lawyer or whatever they are, and they come home and they build model airplanes or ships, they're focused on that. And it clears your mind. When you go into a dojo for training and you focus, your mind is clearer than before you went in.
Okay, so you're coming at it from another way. You're coming at it, what is the product I get from being able to focus? And that is a wonderful viewpoint. But I'm going to jump back for 1 second and give one more tool, how to get into focus when your brain won't do it. Whether you're sitting doing a pedantic project or whether you're at an event where you have to listen and pay attention to people. But again, it's just not your favorite place to be, because if you're in the dojo, it's your favorite place to be.
That's right.
Or one of the top five. Anyway, what do you think of this tool? So you're sitting and you're doing the job you need to be doing, and the distracted thought comes into your head, and you say to yourself, I'm going to stay on this for 3 more minutes, and then I'm going to allow myself to get up and go do this other thing that came into my mind. What do you think of that as a way to trick yourself into staying focused?
Actually, I have to use that. When I'm doing chores around the house, I may start something, get halfway through, a third of the way through, and I look at something else and I go start that. I actually have to tell myself, focus, you've got 2 more limbs to cut before you start doing this. That's how I get
So through. That's a good one then.
Right. It's a really good one. Sometimes you might have to write it down.
Yeah. Or set a little timer.
Timer, right.
Yeah.
You know, to actually trick your mind.
I use timers as a way to keep myself in focus. And then when the timer goes off, I can say, whew, I can shake it out a little now and get up. Okay, let's go to the way it feels after you've had focus on something that was your hobby, Sensei J's, and say, you were right about that, number one. And number two, there's a lot of, I guess I'll stick with hobbies, but you could call it anything you want out there that can give you that.
Reading.
Yeah, that relief from the stress of being an adult. Reading is a good one.
Something that changes from what you were doing during the day to something that you enjoy doing at that moment.
You know what is one of the simplest ones? Just taking a walk.
Oh, it's the best.
That is one that gives that.
And
I keep wanting to go with Free Your Mind, but it is that pop song.
And the rest will follow.
Focus conversation.
Yeah. Talking with a friend, another one we've used a lot. Or talking with somebody. They don't even have to be your BF. Once before I had a washing machine, I used to have some of my best conversations in the laundromat with strangers. I know it sounds silly, but you know, everybody's in there doing the same thing. So you would talk about things.
I only do when I need to change for a dollar. I need some quarters.
Okay, let's now jump back to Sensei Jackie and focus as in Kimi, as in karate. So all the time when we change words from Japanese to English, it is a tricky translation. It is.
And that kind of Kimmy is like, you are laser viewing where you need to be.
That's right.
So it's used to mostly, from our experience, control your power.
Right. Whether it's with an inanimate object or with an opponent.
Or breaking. And those are the three places. An inanimate object could be a heavy bag, could be a makiwara. We did a whole episode on makiwaras, folks, so I'll tag it in so you can hear all about them. They're hitting inanimate objects. That's what it is. Don't make me laugh. And, you know, all we can do here is suggest you find yourself a good traditional dojo and learn about it, because it is powerful. Having that kind of focus is powerful.
And it does clear your mind.
But not only that, it has all the component parts of building a karate person. It builds confidence in yourself.
Strength.
And it slides right into my word.
Oh, it does?
Are you ready?
Yes.
Fighting spirit.
Ah, perfect.
So I think it's amazing that we've done this podcast coming up on 240 times and we haven't yet mentioned fighting spirit. That's weird.
We must have mentioned it, but maybe not as a subject in itself.
Okay, maybe. But fighting spirit is just awesome. So I'm going to start by saying what it isn't. It isn't aggression. When you hear the term fighting spirit and you weren't a karate person, isn't that what you'd think? The fighting, to have a spirit towards fighting would be to have an aggression?
You definitely think of it in terms of something like a battle.
Yes, yeah, something like that. But actually, from the very beginning of my time in karate, I was always taught that fighting spirit could be defined as any of these: perseverance, never say die, not being a quitter, and tenacity. So it's interesting that fighting spirit is that ability to push on through, as opposed to the buildup of adrenaline and explode.
I think so. And I've used it in teaching children, that it's, I think I can. Like the little engine that could.
And I think fighting spirit comes, you know, helpful in so many ways. Someone that's really sick or not feeling well, they have to have some fighting spirit to get through it many times.
Yes.
That's one.
Yeah. So we can stick there for a minute and say all of us have gone through difficult times. And there's all kinds of difficult times. Like there's physical illness, there's chronic, the ones that, you know, plague us. And then there's also when your mind starts to get messed up on you and you have to bring it back. And all of those take that your word, Jay, focus, and my word, perseverance or fighting spirit, to push through it.
And it is not easy.
No, gosh, no.
And I think you don't even realize it until you're on the other side that you're doing it or that you did it.
That could be true.
Well, oftentimes, as we know, you have to use your fighting spirit not to fight.
Yes, to draw up your patience or your walk away or contain your ego in the situation. Another one. Those are all true.
I think we've seen on television so many of the legal shows where the attorneys have had to have that self-control fighting spirit for their client, but not an aggressive mode to get through whatever thing they were doing on the TV.
That's one I hadn't even thought of. That's really a good example. So from our karate training, could we say that fighting spirit is built, I know you're going to kill me for this one, by being repetitive in almost to anything. So if you're repeating front kicks, if you're repeating front punches, if you're repeating techniques, then in that repetition, you're building your fighting spirit. You're building your tenacity.
Yes. And you're building a comfort level with movement. And because of that, you can transfer that comfort level to something else.
Okay. Now, have you personally, and I'll think about this also, have any tools to keep your fighting spirit in your spirit part that's not the physical part? You know, how do you keep going when your brain wants to trick you into quitting?
One of the tools I use, and I think I've done it ever since I was a little girl, is to talk to myself and say, you can do this, Jackie. You can do this. And so I do.
That's a good one. And one of the ones I use is to write things down. Especially I'll like divide a sheet of paper and make a list, kind of a pro-con list. If I quit, this is what's going to happen. And if I keep going, this is what's going to happen. And that kind of gives me a visual reference.
And push through it.
Yeah. Push through it. I'm trying to think of how. How do you push through it? Well, there's believe in yourself.
And what they always say, just put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah, just take that one next step and don't worry about so far in the future. I like that one. So that brings us right back to your word, Jay, which is focus, which is how your brain's trying to trick you again.
That's
interesting. I've got to say at this point, I'm kind of glad that Jackie picked a word out of the dictionary because our words were a little bit heavy. So are we going to have some fun?
Well, since my word's a ninja word.
Ooh.
I think it'll sort of have nothing to do with anything heavy. My word is fukibara, F-U-K-I-B-A-R-A, which is how...
Fukibara. That's interesting.
I love the word. And what it is, or was...
Or is.
Or is, depending on... Well, then, since ninja are clandestine, we don't know if they're really around. When a ninja would shoot needles through his tongue at the face of his opponent.
Whoa. So let me get a visual here. Instead of using a dart gun,
which they also used, but to be totally surreptitious, they would roll their tongue and put the darts in that roll.
Okay, I'm doing it and it's creeping me out. It's creepy. No, you got to keep your tongue in your mouth, right?
Please do not try this at home. Please.
Did you see any pictures?
I saw them using a very short bamboo piece that some of the ninjas modified to put in their mouth, like a tiny little dart gun, and then a blowgun. But I also saw some larger ones that they could pull out of their ninja outfit.
And how long were they supposed to be?
The needles are about 2 inches. The darts are about 2 inches long. And some of them were tipped in poison, which...
Okay, now you're pushing it.
Which led me to wonder how you kept that poison from being on your lips.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe they only used the poison darts in the guns.
Now that's funny, Jackie. And that was in the
Overlook Martial Arts Dictionary.
Thank you.
And I had so much fun with it, just thinking about it. But it is dangerous to thought of people getting needles in their face.
Well, when you told me the word, I tried to look up some pictures and I couldn't find anything. I couldn't find any pictures from long ago. And anything that I found from modern times was just the ones that you buy online. So it was nothing really.
Well, I don't think they had pictures of the ninjas.
No, of course not. But you would have thought that somebody would have dug something up archaeologically.
Or even done an art piece on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I couldn't find anything on that. So that's pretty cool.
So you all go to acupuncture. Never mind.
I am a big fan of acupuncture, but on that note, folks, you're going to have to write me separate and we can banter back and forth the pros and cons of different kind of, do they call those pseudosciences?
Pseudosciences, yes. But I just had a vision of my acupuncture lady spitting the needles into my body.
It would save time.
Oh, yes, and also, we've talked about pseudosciences. If it helps you, you should use it, whatever it is that makes you feel better. But now I'm completely off subject with F words because none of those words started with the letter F, did they?
No, as a matter of fact, but they are all good words.
Yeah. So, but you brought up acupuncture, so it made me have to stand up for it. Let's see here. Now it's time for us to pause for a second and we can look up your words, Sensei Jackie.
I will.
You already read that one. So I think you did it. But we need to look ours up in the real live dictionary.
Okay.
All right. So with the wonderful pause button, we are back. And Sensei Jay is up with his word focus. What'd you find?
I found center of interest or activity. Pay particular attention to.
Okay.
Act of concentrating.
I can accept all three of those as good definitions, right?
They're all good and they're all things we said.
Yep, definitely. I was much more challenged
with Fighting Spirit. The first thing that came up, and I had to scroll for like minutes to get beyond it, is an anime called Hajime no Ippo. And it's about a high school boy, and something in there means Fighting Spirit. But since I already looked Fighting Spirit up for its Japanese word, none of those were the one I looked up. But after I got through a lot of that, I found two more definitions. One's on Quora.
Ah,
we love Quora.
Yes.
All talk, all online. Nobody actually moving. But they say, maintains positivity and do not give up in fear or despair.
Oh, that's pretty good.
So that's a pretty good definition. Whoever did that one. And then the second one was from Sport Psychologist New York. And they say, a supreme and revered expression of the human soul's ability to overcome, transcend, and attain the unattainable. So they went all hoity-toity, right, on the words, but they're all saying the same thing.
I mean,
keep going and make it happen.
That's it. Don't stop.
Okay, take us home, Jackie. What did we find about
Fukibara?
Thank you.
They spell it with an I rather than an A most of the time online. There were pictures of needles, but I couldn't find a picture of anyone actually using their mouth or the blowgun to shoot the needles.
But the definition was exactly the same.
Same thing. And more interestingly, it's used apparently in the game of Dungeons and Dragons or D&D.
Oh, so we're going to end on a D&D note?
Yes, we are.
Interesting. Now, I have questions about Dungeons and Dragons, so I'm going to throw a couple of questions out to our audience and then we'll tell them how to answer. Is it an online game and an actual board game? That's number one. And also, I believe it was a movie, but if you're out there and you're a Dungeons and Dragons fan, please answer that question. Number two, do they always use the same characters or do you create new characters within Dungeons and Dragons? I've always been curious of that because I feel like people might create characters, but I'm not really sure how the game works. So rather than look it up myself, please, somebody, let me know how that all comes down. Here's where you're going to do it. We're all over the web at Wildcat Dojo.
We're on Instagram at Wildcat Dojo Conversations.
And you can email me if you're so old school at dojoconversations@AOL. And while we're doing all these kind of boring things, I want to say you can support us two ways. Click our support the show link 3/4 of the way down the page here, or shop at honor-athletics.com. Either by clicking her link below, typing in honor-athletics.com, or
you can call her 770-945-5150.
And mention us, Wildcat Dojo, for your 10% discount. That would be nice of you to do that. All right. So how do we feel about our success with F-Words? I'm happy.
I'm happy. I kind of got lost on the Dungeons and Dragons, but
that's why I want somebody to answer the questions. All right, guys, I think that's it. We should try to close it out.
It was great. I had so much fun with F-Words. Talk to you next week.
And on that note, I'm signing us out.
Please visit us again at Wildcat Dojo Conversations.
Okay,
it was good.
Kookaburra.
Pookie.
Why there's no pictures of them is because they had a cavity and they were using poison on the needles.